civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. An unusually severe geomagnetic storm from the sun is hitting the Earth. CBS's Michael Toscano reports.
Release of electromagnetic particles from the sun is very intense.
Astronomer Derek Pitts of the Franklin Institute tells CBS News it's one of the strongest forms of geomagnetic storms and can cause widespread electrical problems.
What can be affected are satellites in orbit, communication systems, and also power grid systems.
Derek Pitt says it's also a unique opportunity to get a look at those massive sunspots causing all this.
If anyone is still holding on to their solar eclipse observers, now is a wonderful time to make use of them.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Israel has ordered new evacuations from Rafah amid plans for a major military operation. The BBC's Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
These new evacuation orders are still in the eastern parts of Rafah, but they suggest that the Israeli military is expanding its offensive there. We've already been hearing that there's been artillery shelling in the center of the city, as well as in the east, Israeli airstrikes as well, and also Israeli gunships off the coast have been opening fire.
Pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses have changed many graduation plans. Columbia University held several smaller ceremonies yesterday after it canceled its main event. Adriana Zuniga's sister graduated.
She was really nervous and she was worried it was going to get canceled. I mean, we were going to come regardless, but we're glad that it didn't.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has delivered to Congress a highly anticipated report on the Israeli military's operations in Gaza that accused Israeli forces of potentially violating international humanitarian law, but did not formally find it had actually done so. CBS's Olivia Gazis has a look.
It will disappoint critics of the Israeli government's comportment in Gaza, and it will just barely assuage its supporters because it is so critical on so many fronts, while also being inconclusive on virtually all fronts.
The report states that though there are allegations Israel violated humanitarian laws, the U.S. does not have complete information on whether American weapons were used. The damage assessment and cleanup continues after a deadly week-long outbreak of severe weather.
There have been more than 80 confirmed tornadoes across nearly 20 states this week. Several people have been killed or injured, and damage has been extensive. William Hart lives in the town of Fairhaven in the West Virginia Panhandle.
Blew my mother-in-law's trailer off the blocks, blew this one off the blocks, destroyed that one down there. It's completely gone. Luckily, the lady was in the hospital. Yeah, it had to be a tornado.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula, and this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 65, and northwest winds around 20 miles per hour. Chance of a shower tonight, a low of 47. Some showers and thunderstorms around for Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 78. It will be breezy. For Monday, sunshine and a high near 70.
Right now, it's 44.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Beatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-beatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, fishing reports for Lake Michigan and Yellow Lake and summer family road trips. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm is off this week. He's at another walleye tournament. He'll be back next week with a report on that event and his son Robert's continuing quest for a spring turkey. And last weekend, I was up on Yellow Lake in Burnett County for the governor's fishing opener with my son John and Mark LaBarbera. And then I shot a cooking show on La Couturier with Mad Dog and Merrill for their TV show, Midwest Grillin'. Mad Dog grilled a wild turkey breast stuffed with lots of great veggies and then some perch fillets on a bed of hash browns topped with cheddar cheese and Merrill's homemade tartar sauce. And Merrill, the mixologist, mixed up a cocktail using some wild turkey bourbon. Those two are a zany pair, to say the least, and their musical partner, Fast Freddy, kept the pace moving with some improvised ragtime tunes on the keyboards. And I showed them how to call turkeys with a wingbone call made by Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss and a four-play box call. And their producer, Rod Kolash, is an avid turkey hunter. He was so impressed with the four-play rafter, he actually bought one the day after our recording. And this week, John and I are turkey hunting in Dunn and Chippewa counties, and up back here in Bayfield County. I'm actually recording from Bayfield this week. I'm putting on a lot of miles, but meeting some good folks and seeing a lot of Wisconsin as spring green up moves north. Meanwhile, back home, it's spring lambing time. As of midweek, two of our ewes had their lambs. One 10-year-old Icelandic ewe, Liza, named originally for Liza Minnelli, had triplets, two rams and a ewe, and her 4-year-old daughter, Strawberry, had twin ewes. Moms and babies are doing well. I posted some photos on my Facebook page, and there'll be more as the Shetland ewes, we have two Shetland ewes, due any day now. So when they're all done, we'll have between 8 and 10 new lambs. And then next month, two of our Nigerian dwarf dairy goats will be having kids. And of course, we've got chicks hatching almost every week as well. We're not a petting zoo, but it sure seems like it this time of year. I've been talking up my Lake of the Woods trip in September, and there are only two spots left. So if you're interested, PM me or visit blackisland.com soon to grab those two spots. We'll enjoy 4 nights lodging in private cabins. It's a private island in Lake of the Woods. 3 full days of guided fishing with native guides who prepare our lunch with the walleyes we catch. Resort quality breakfasts and dinners in the lodge. Storytelling around the campfire every night. And if we're lucky, we'll see the northern lights. Visit blackisland.com for details. I hope you can join me. Again, only 2 spots left. Well, coming up, Charter Captain Dan Welch reports the cohos are moving up the shore on Lake Michigan. Climate scientist Joellen Russell shares some tips for planning safe and exciting family camping trips this summer. And my son John and I will recap our opening weekend of fishing and look ahead to this week's turkey hunting and John's summer sailing and kayaking. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small, and joining me now is our Northwoods correspondent and my son, John Small. John, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Now, we are sitting in your house in Bayfield overlooking Lake Superior, and looks like some weather coming in for our turkey hunt this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the best weather, but it looks like it's going to be over by the time we get to where we're going. Now, before we get to turkeys, we've had a pretty busy week already. We fished Yellow Lake with Mark LaBarbera for the governor's fishing opener, and you and I have done that multiple times over the years. This wasn't our best opener, was it?
No. And I think for the first time we made a good decision and actually sat out a rainstorm, which was, yeah, probably better than sitting in the boat in the rain and the cold.
Yeah, we actually had lunch with some of the guys who spent the morning fishing, and they were chilled and wet and didn't have any more fish than we did sitting in our Airbnb rental in Danbury, Wisconsin. But we got out and fished Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday, you fished the morning, you and Mark did, and then I fished throughout the day on Sunday. But what did we catch altogether?
I think we caught 3 pike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
And they weren't monsters either.
No.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was good to be out.
Yeah.
It always is. Well, and this week we're turkey hunting in two places. You and I are packing up here and heading down to Dunn and Chippewa counties with our friend Tony Panosian, and going to hunt there a couple days, and we're coming back up here to hunt on your property where we saw more turkeys than deer last fall. What have you been seeing this year, this spring so far?
I did take my trail cameras down, kind of do some maintenance on them, so I don't have a lot of footage, but anecdotally, my neighbor saw a dozen turkeys in a field where we are going to hunt and said, one really big tom, huge, he said.
All right, and we're hunting with your friend Blake Gross?
Yeah, Blake Gross, Ashland County District Attorney. He's the same friend I kind of mentored into deer hunting, and so this will be his first experience turkey hunting.
Is he excited?
I think so, yeah. He's a busy guy, so I haven't talked to him much in the last few days, but he was excited to do it last year when we didn't make it, and so I think hopefully the enthusiasm's still there.
I hope so, too, and once he hears and sees that first gobbler coming in, I think he'll be hooked the way he is on deer hunting now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, and your comedy group, Lost in the Woods Improv, has a show this Saturday. That's May 11th at the Washburn Meditation Center. Where exactly is that? Washburn is all torn up with road construction, so it's not easy to get around, is it?
No, it's not. But Washburn is such a small town that really once you get off Highway 13 where they're doing the construction, you can just drive through the side streets. It's at 325 Washington Avenue.
All right. And for folks who've never been to one of your shows or to improv at all, what do you do?
Well, every show is different. You'll never see it again. It's never been done before. Basically, we have a set of structures called games that we play with rules, and then we basically stay within those guidelines, taking suggestions from the audience, like, give me a profession, doctor, dentist, plumber, and we create characters based on those suggestions within the rules of the game. It's a lot like that show, Whose Line Is It Anyway, you may have seen on TV.
Okay. And this is interactive with the audience, obviously.
Yeah, the interaction is basically getting material, and then we run with that. So the audience isn't really pulled into the show so much, but they feel like they're a part of it because they suggest things that we use.
Yeah, and you've been doing this now 2 or 3 years?
Over 2 years now, yeah. Started doing it in New York in 2019, and pandemic happened, and I thought, well, that's the end of that. And then found myself here in northern Wisconsin with five other people who are all into it. And we've been practicing and performing together for 2 years now.
And I've been to one show, which was, I thought, really funny. And I've seen some of your shows online because you post them all on your YouTube channel, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you want to learn more about Lost in the Woods, go to their Facebook page. It's Lost in the Woods Improv. Right? Is that it? Yeah. Okay. Well, and it is almost sailing and kayaking season. I suppose that's already started here on Lake Superior.
The water level's going up as they put more and more boats in every day. And yeah, we're looking forward to a good season. Frankly, we could have had boats in the water all winter. It never really froze here. Weather's good. The wind is getting more consistent. And looking forward to it.
And you are a captain with all hands sailing.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of trips do you do?
We do anywhere from 2.25 hour, just a little sightseeing cruise in the bay there, to multi-day camping overnights and everything in between. It's really up to the client, but if you want to just do a walk up, we do those as well. If there's availability on the boat and we take up to 6 people, you can just walk up and sign a release form and join a cruise.
Cool. And that is allhandssailing.org. There's an allhandssailing.com, which is somewhere on the East Coast, but this is allhandssailing.org. I went out with you and Sally Ann, your wife, last summer for, I guess it was an hour and a half or 2 hour trip. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. And you get to, as a client, get to do as much or as little as you like. Last summer, I was out on a trip with 3 couples. We'd been sailing for about an hour, and I was sitting there drinking coffee and telling jokes, and a woman asked me, so what is it that you do here? And I realized, well, holy cow, we'd been sailing for an hour, and I had only really walked the boat off the dock. I basically instructed everyone else of the 3 couples what to do and got us sailing. Yeah, you can run the motor, steer the boat, pull up the sails. I'll let you do everything.
Cool. Yeah, what is it you do, and why are we paying you?
Yeah, exactly. Because I have the license.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And kayaking, you mentioned you could have been kayaking all winter. Sally Ann actually was kayaking with the frozen waterfalls where the ice caves were. Mm-hmm. The water was open, but the caves were still dripping with ice. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was a pretty unique winter in the fact that we could actually paddle out to the mainland sea caves. Usually that's, you know, pushed in with ice. And historically, people have been able to walk out there, but the Park Service kind of put the damper on that after 2014 when it got on CNN. And I forget how many thousands of people showed up from around the world.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And so right now they basically don't allow people to walk out there. It would have to be perfect conditions for them to release that. But this year there was no ice at all, and there's no stopping you in a kayak. So people were able to paddle in and out of the ice caves, essentially, in the mainland sea caves.
And you can do that now that spring and summer are here, or spring's here anyway.
Yeah.
If the conditions are conducive, you don't want to go paddling in there with high waves.
Yeah, if the waves are like more than 1.5 feet, it really doesn't make much sense, and it's not really manageable to go into the caves in a kayak because it lifts you up into the ceiling of the cave.
Bump your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's whitecapkayak.com if you're interested in taking a trip or learning more about it. And again, allhandssailing.org. And John, I think I'm ready to go turkey hunting.
Yeah, yeah. We got a little bit of a drive ahead of us, but this weather should pass, and the weather looks great for the next couple of days.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me again, and it's been a great week so far, and it's not over yet.
No, just getting started, actually.
You bet. I'm Dan Small. We will report on our success or lack thereof with the turkeys and much more on Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at dumperdan.com. You'll find updates on his Facebook page, which is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. And there also we post a video and an audio recording of this fishing report and every report that we do this season for Outdoors Radio. And it's also brought to you this week by 902 on the Avenue Bar and Grill at 902 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan and on Facebook at 902 on the Avenue. Well, joining us once again from the water this time is Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
You bet, Dan. Good morning. Great day on the water here out of the port of Sheboygan. Light winds, 5 miles an hour out of the north. About a 6-inch little ripple on the water. Sun's out. Beautiful, beautiful morning. Fish are biting as well.
Well, that's great. Where are you?
South of town. I'm in my personal boat. We call it the Little Red Wagon, but it's a 20-foot center console Robalo with the Yamaha on it. Fish is awesome. And I'm scouting for my charter boats. Charter boat-wise, we've been out this last week fishing the harbor area and doing quite well on coho. It's early May, so it's early season, but they are heading this way. I'm getting really good reports from Milwaukee and Port Washington on the coho bite, and now we are starting to get them. Our charters last few days out in front of the harbor get anywhere from 10 to 20 fish a trip. You usually get about 20-plus bites, so the action is good. But I thought, Dan, today, since it's nice, I'd head south and try and go to the old stomping grounds we fish usually in May and early June, which is off the state park of Coleraine State Park and south off Oosburg Cedar Grove area. And I'm out here, just landed my fifth fish with three rods, and I have 5 coho in the cooler, which I posted on my personal page here a few minutes ago on Facebook at Dan Welsh. But 110 feet of water is where I got them fish. I zigzagged from 100 to 130, kept going south. I had 8 fish on, caught 5. So that's a good sign, Dan. There's fish out here. There's fish in the harbor. There's 6 or 7 boats that were inside me off the power plant to like the park again in like 25 to 50 feet of water. So I'm guessing they got some action in there too. So looking really, really good here for Lake Michigan salmon and trout fishing here in early to mid-May.
Excellent. Well, I'm very familiar with that stretch of water, having fished it many times and even duck hunted there in the fall a couple of times. So you're getting cohos, and what are you catching them on?
The coho bite has been good on 00 red Dodgers, which is no secret. Everybody knows that. Fire engine red 00 Dodger with a green fly. I like the long hair flies better. They're a little bit longer haired green flies. We call them the long hair flies, but peanut flies, everybody's familiar with. That's the shorter haired fly with a treble hook on it behind these red Dodgers. Very good. I do like spin doctors. I run them. They're a plastic Dodger. The 00 is a metal. I like running both because sometimes one can be hotter than the other, and the spin doctor with a green fly behind it too is really good. I like the fire dot, is my favorite, and then the orange with the orange cape on it. Spin doctor is very good. Now I'm running them, Dan, like this morning I had 3 rods out. I had a 1 color lead core out. All 3 rods got bites. I had a downrigger down 17 and I had a slide diver out 41. So all of that stuff's getting fish, and you know, obviously if you come out and you can put a spread of more rods out, you know, slide divers, dipsies, downriggers up high, and 1, 2, or 3 color lead core off the planer boards have been very, very productive.
Well, yeah, and you got your 5 fish with just 3 rods, and of course on your charters you've got more anglers, more rods, and more action.
Oh, exactly. We put such a widespread of tackle out, you know, and we got, you know, clients on board and cover just a wide area while we're trolling. Yeah, they should do good, I would think. I got boats leaving here in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I got a couple going out here this afternoon, so I think they'll do quite well. But this will continue to improve, and water temperatures out where I was here, I'm just pulling to go in, 110, 120 feet of water south of town, 44 to 45 degrees on the surface, which isn't bad. Back by the harbor, it's 47 to 48 degrees right along the pierhead. So water in the mid to upper 40s, everything's shaping up to be really well. So get on out here. If you got your own boat or want to book a charter with us, I mean, it's go times. And I did post pictures on my Facebook page at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. We had fresh coho the other night on the grill. It's fantastic. I got the recipe on there. It's easy to cook. Keep it simple. Delicious. I mean, just outstanding coho on the grill. So get out here, catch some of them with us or on your own. You can certainly give me a call anytime. We do have May openings and some early June openings, 920-377-1147, dumperdan.com on the internet, or always watch our Facebook page at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters here out of the Port of Sheboygan.
Fantastic. Yeah, the coho on the grill is one of my favorite ways of preparing it. Are you getting any other fish as well?
We've been concentrating, Dan, just on coho, and we got clients, so we want to catch what's really biting, so we're not putting too many king sets out yet, but I have a lot of different people I talk to that are out on their private boats. There was two kings caught last night, 6 o'clock, straight out, guy with three rods like myself. This morning, caught two nice 15, one was 15, one was 18 pound on a king, so there's a few of them around. We haven't tried Lakers on the bottom yet, which sometimes we do in May, early June, but right now we're targeting just coho and putting out anywhere from 10 to 20 lines for coho, you know, depending on how many clients we got on board. We'll target that for now, and then once that slows down, which I don't anticipate it's just going to keep getting better, then we'll start fishing kings too and put some king sets down. It's been fun, Dan. I mean, it's a good time, and it's an exciting time of year, I mean, to catch these fish. And keep in mind, too, I talk a lot of charters in Milwaukee, and a lot of them in Port I'm good friends with. We're catching the same fish they were catching because they're just a chunkier, stockier, beefier coho. They're averaging about 4 to 6 pounds each, and they got some good meat on them. And that's an average size for a spring coho, and they're fun to catch and good to eat.
Very good. Is there any pier fishing now?
This morning when I left the harbor, there was three guys on the end of the north pier, but we are catching them, you know, in front of the harbor. I know George will be setting up there this afternoon. My other boat will probably come out where I was, being that it's a nice day, but I didn't see him catch any, but you can catch them off the pier. There's fish there. There's a lot of bait, by the way, I didn't mention. Bait fish pods in front. More bait in front than there is out offshore right now. So definitely get out on the piers, I would say the end of the piers, and cast some spoons, and I would think you'd catch these coho as well.
All right. Well, Dan, I understand that this weekend is the Rockets for Schools project again in Sheboygan.
It is, Dan. It's always the second Saturday in May. It starts about 8. They start shooting rockets between 8 and 9, and they'll go till about 3 p.m. They do this all in front of Blue Harbor Resort, and they shoot them right off the south pier. But there's a good crowd of folks that come down, and if you're in the area, do that on Saturday from 8 to 3 or any time in between. You'll hear them and see them in the city firing off throughout the day.
Cool. And you're going to take some boats out.
Yeah, they hired three of my boats to retrieve the rockets and pull them out of the lake. So we did that last year, too, with two boats. Now they added a boat to three of the Dumper Dan boats. We are taking boat rides, though, too. You can jump on board one of our boats. It's free, and we pick you up right next to Blue Harbor in the river, actually right across from the Coast Guard station. You can come out and take a little boat tour, you know, to get these rockets, which take 15, 20 minutes, whatever. So check it out. It's a great event. Blue Harbor will be open. You can walk in and check all the rockets they make and what they do, and they have videos inside the resort and convention center.
Well, folks, that is this Saturday, which is when this report airs. So if you hear it ahead of time on the podcast, you have a chance to get out there. And if you're in the Sheboygan area and just heard about it on WHBL, and that's a noon broadcast, you still got a couple hours to catch it. Well, Dan, hope you find some rockets out there.
You betcha. We're going to try.
Okay. And folks, that website is rockets4schools.org. Rockets4schools.org. Well, our second sponsor this week is 902 on the Avenue. What can you tell us about that place?
Walking distance to my place and all my condos. You can see it right from my boat docks. Lance and Wendy do a great job. The Drew's family, 902 on Indiana Avenue, has got a great lunch, great supper, burgers, specials, soups, everything. And in fact, when we put our boats in the water on April 10th, all the Dumper Dan fleet of boats, we went over there, about 20 of us, and had a great lunch with Lance and Wendy, and it was just awesome. I mean, but definitely stop in there, 902 Indiana Avenue here, Sheboygan. They got very, very good food, good lunch, good dinner.
I'll bet they welcomed you with open arms when your whole crew walked in there.
They did. We filled up about half the place. We had a good time. I've known Lance and Wendy for many years, and they had a good time. They put out some nice food for us. They got a mac and cheese tenderloin steak bowl that they do, and that's just unbelievable. Mac and cheese with steak bites. It's their most popular, by the way. Cool. 902.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much for that report. And you got me, my mouth is watering right now thinking about those steak bites at 902. We will be in touch with you again maybe in, well, probably in 2 weeks.
Sounds really good. I know you've been busy up north and turkey hunting and a lot of different things. You had the opener going on. But if you get a chance, Dan, you got my number, give me a call. Maybe you and I will scoot out here for a couple hours.
I would like that very much. Well, we will be in touch. Hope you have continued good weather and great fishing.
You bet. Thank you, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Captain Dan Welsh with the Lake Michigan Report off Sheboygan, right from the water this time. Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store is located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. You can find him on the web at dumperdan.com, and we will update his Facebook page as he does every day. We do it once a week with this audio report along with some photos as well. His Facebook page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And don't forget, this week the second sponsor is 902 on the Avenue Bar and Grill at 902 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan, and on Facebook at 902 on the Avenue. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petonwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A major solar storm could potentially disrupt power and communications this weekend. It could also produce some awesome northern lights.
Beautiful colors of light, red and yellow and blue and green. This is the display that could very well be visible.
Joe Rayo with Space.com says operators of power plants and spacecraft in orbit have been alerted. Israel has ordered new evacuations from Rafah. The BBC's Yolan Nell is in Jerusalem.
Israeli tanks have encircled an area which is to the east of Rafah, which they had told residents to evacuate from earlier in the week. So now those tanks do seem to be advancing.
Severe weather that hit Tallahassee, Florida has toppled trees and torn down power lines.
It's been so wet along the southeast coast that things are a lot more susceptible to fall down, and that is why you saw as much damage as you did in parts of the Florida Panhandle.
That's CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. CBS News Brief.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 65, and northwest winds around 20 miles per hour. Chance of a shower tonight, a low of 47. Some showers and thunderstorms around for Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 78. It will be breezy. For Monday, sunshine and a high near 70.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. A couple of weeks ago, we talked with Dr. Jo Ellen Russell. She is a professor in geosciences at the University of Arizona. And when we were not recording, I learned that she is also an avid road tripper. She's got two young children, and she and her husband and their kids and their dogs do a lot of traveling in, I guess, in Arizona. You can travel all year long, but she's joining us again now. Dr. Russell, thanks for spending some more time with us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be back.
Well, what advice do you have for people who are going to be traveling this summer? We talked about severe weather and hot weather and windstorms the last time we talked. How do you plan your summer travel, and what happens if one of those events occurs?
Well, we have several things. One is we travel with a lot of water and a lot of emergency gear. You know, the down sleeping bags are stuck underneath the seats for our winter road trips. We live here in Arizona, but my folks live up in northern Montana, And we have relatives in Washington State, in Seattle, in Spokane, as well as in Oregon. So we get out and about. It's a lot of fun. We have two road trips planned, but the big thing is that we do have more frequent heat waves. Everybody knows this, right? So make sure you're traveling with plenty of water. Make sure that you checked your spare tire and the fluid levels in your car. Everybody knows this, but you just need to be extra careful when there could be problems. Other things, you know, making sure that you've got your apps updated. Don't forget, if you are using a Google Map or if you are using a, you know, I use Kayak, or I'll just admit, because we have kids and dogs, we use Motel 6 a lot. So because they'll let us come in late at night, you know, with everybody, kids and dogs, and they don't care. So make sure your apps are updated so that you can find shelter if you need to as soon as possible. There are bigger hazards from climate change associated with wildfires, heat waves, and also, like in the winter, you can get some really extreme storms that blow up really quickly. We also make sure that we've got our NOAA weather service updates and alerts on, just in case. You know, AAA will tell you all the same things. So I'm not telling you anything, you, those of you who are AAA aficionados don't already know, but of course we make sure we download a whole bunch of good stuff for the kids on Netflix and their iPads, so that but it is really important. Also, little things, I'll just say, like, we travel with our dogs. You know, ticks are getting to be a bigger and bigger hassle, and our dogs got valley fever this year, which is something you can get in the Southwest and makes the dogs cough, and if you don't get it in time, they'll die. It's just medication. It's no big deal. They're safe. They're good. But I just have to say, a lot of these are hazards that are getting worse and worse with climate, and so you really have to plan when you're getting ready for these fun trips.
And yet you still travel, even though there are all these hazards.
I'll tell you, my kids, I've been wanting a car with three rows of seats so we could fit a little better. And my kids kept canceling all of our test drives. We wanted a new car since before pandemic. And they wouldn't let me do it because there wasn't a hybrid with three rows of seats. But there finally was. So we got a Toyota with three rows of seats, and it's a hybrid, and the gas mileage is excellent, which is even better for road trips because it makes it cheaper. So we are going to be out on the road with everybody else this summer. I hope everybody stays safe. Make sure you bring that extra water and lots of sunscreen and bug spray, and get the tick and flea shots or collars for your pets, because it's getting to be a bigger hazard. And if you're traveling, you can't always prevent it. I'm a mom. What can I say? We're going to fuss about these things, but everybody should be out making sure that they've got to see those relatives, that favorite swimming hole, that national park, because, boy, it's beautiful out there. We just have to be prepared, do a little extra work to make sure everybody gets home safe.
Now, you travel with kids and dogs, so I would assume you do some camping. You're not staying in motels every time you travel.
We mostly do family and camping, with a little bit of Motel 6 when Mama gets too tired to drive.
And what advice have you got for people choosing campsites? Have you run into difficulty finding open campsites? Places need reservations.
Yeah, you really do have to plan ahead. But one thing I've noticed is that our national parks are pretty super subscribed. If you don't get on it early, you're going to have real trouble. But a lot of our day campsites are not as crowded. Some of them are, but a lot of them are less well subscribed. They're just not as famous. You know, there's all these people out there trying to get their selfies and everything, and so there are underestimated. So we have apps that help us with our state parks as well as our national parks. And then we even have, you know, the private camping apps, so that sometimes you can find a little swimming hole or something just perfect where you might have to pay a little more to stay there. But boy, it is just lovely to let the kids run around and get marshmallow in their hair and chili dog down their front. It is the best.
You sound like you enjoy that part of it. I think a lot of moms would say, you know what, I've had enough of this marshmallow in the hair and sand on the peanut butter sandwich and all that good stuff.
You know, I was raised that way, and I'm one of five kids. My poor husband, he's from New York, and they were not big campers. But I brought him over to the dark side, so we're all test them to dirty. It's fine. And we look forward to letting the kids, they work hard, the little beans. They have to go to school all year and be good eggs and try hard to learn all this stuff and get ready for their lives. And it's great to just let them, you know, let her rip. I had a lot of that growing up in Montana and Alaska. So I try to let our kids let their hair down and put the marshmallow in.
Good for you. Have you done any kayak camping?
We have been done a couple of family kayak trips. It took a while because we weren't quite sure that we had drown-proofed the kids adequately. You always worry a little bit camping near water when the kids aren't 100% good in the water. They are big enough now. Do you have recommendations? We'd love to. My husband's a big canoeing fan, too. Not just kayaking, too.
Well, if you ever drive through northern Wisconsin, my son is a guide on Lake Superior. He works with a sailboat company, and he and his wife both work with a kayak outfitter called Whitecap Kayak, and they do day trips to the sea caves of the Apostle Islands, which is a national park and one that people can visit and can camp at. They do overnights and two or three night trips in the Apostle Islands. It's just a remarkable place to visit and some great camping where you're going to be basically all alone on your own island.
Wow, that sounds like magic. Oh my goodness, what a great recommendation. Uh-oh, you're going to put this on the radio and you guys are going to be so full of people. That sounds like so much fun.
John is a regular guest on the show. He's our Northwoods correspondent, and I'm sure we send some traffic up his way, but I will send you a link to the folks he works with, and maybe if you get up that way, on one of your cross-country adventures, you could spend another day or two in northern Wisconsin and experience our national park.
We have relatives outside Madison. I'm sure we can make the trip. I finally got the car with three rows of seats, so there's room for everybody and the dog and the cooler, so we are ready to go. Sounds like fun.
All right. Well, Dr. Russell, thank you so much for joining us again. We will send people to the Science Moms website again because extreme weather events are things that we want to be prepared for and avoid this summer if we can while we're enjoying our travel, whatever form that takes. So thank you so much and happy traveling to you.
Happy travels to you too. Woohoo!
All right, thank you. Dr. Joellen Russell is a geoscientist with the University of Arizona, and she is also a member of Science Moms. And if you don't know what that is, we talked about Science Moms in our last conversation. Go to sciencemoms.com. You'll get lots of good information. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library. Lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have more than 45 fishing boats from Crestliner, Yarcraft, and Camus on display, and spring savings promotions are going on now. And their Coast Guard boat safety checks are scheduled for this Saturday, May 11th. Check their website for details and call Tracy to see if there's any spots left open. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com, and by the Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peteandwell.com. And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you happen to live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always catch our show online at lake-link.com/radio. And you can subscribe to our podcast or download any episode going back a year or so. And our show is available as a podcast on many other platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. Find Jeff Kelm on social media at Hardwater Jeff. Find me at Dan Small Outdoors. As I mentioned earlier, we've got room for just two more guests on my trip to Lake of the Woods in September. So if you're interested, you better get on it right away. We'll enjoy four nights in private cabins, three full days of guided fishing with guides who know the lake, have fished it for many years. They prepare shore lunch of the walleyes that we catch, and you'll be able to take fish home as well. For details, visit blackisland.com and click on Trips. Look for my name, and you'll find all the details there. That's blackisland.com. And if you're interested, better sign up soon, because those last two spots will be gone to the first people who put their deposit down. Spring is baby season for many wild animals, including white-tailed deer. So if you're out hiking, camping, or fishing, or even in your own backyard, you might encounter a fawn or maybe a baby cottontail. And if you do, leave it alone. Does usually leave their fawns alone for many hours and return to nurse them, usually a couple times a day. Same is true of rabbits, and other young animals may be wandering about. So if you know that the animal, the baby, is in trouble, like if you are sure the mother's dead, got hit by a car, for instance, or maybe run over by a lawnmower, call the DNR info line at 888-WDNR-INFO or visit the DNR website, keywords, Keep Wildlife Wild. And if you're up in the Bayfield or Ashland area this weekend, as we said earlier, Lost in the Woods Improv's show is this Saturday, May 11th, at the Washburn Meditation Center on Washington Avenue. The show starts at 7. For more info and a complete schedule, visit Lost in the Woods Improv on Facebook. I will be there as I'm turkey hunting in the area this weekend. Hope to see you there. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends have a full schedule of concerts, one a month, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. And their next concert is next Saturday, May 18th, at 7:30. And it's a special one. The show is going to focus on outdoor Wisconsin. Warren told me they'll be playing the original Outdoor Wisconsin theme song, and he'll tell the story of how the song was written and recorded way back in October of 1984, 40 years ago. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. And Warren, I neglected to wish you a happy birthday last weekend, so a belated happy birthday to you. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back next week. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose, and the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.